Okay, this is Public Works, 9 a.m.
Planning and Land.
This is Planning and Land.
Councilperson Czar is walking in the door, so we're all here. Who's taking this one? Yori, who?
Oh, Yori. Chairmanship, I was just looking at the way. Yeah, this is not unlike the prior committee meeting where we had public hearings scheduled, and we simply asked if you had questions and moved them on for the public hearing. The intention today is to kind of answer questions rather than perhaps debate or discuss the merits of it, which is the whole purpose of the public hearing on Monday night.
Carol?
Their letter, are we calling that a letter of intent? That's not an application that they filed?
It's, we're using it as an application only because we don't have a code section. We don't have a section of our city code.
Therefore, that's my second question. We don't have a non-refundable filing fee.
Right, there's no fee. Yeah, it's just not in there, which is not absolutely unheard of. Some cities have more or less. We have none. Some others have none. We've also kind of made a mental note to ourselves that here in the next few months, we're probably going to be bringing back to you a street vacation section for consideration in the city code, because it has come up what, 8 times or so in the last 100 years. So it's not something we do all the time. But it will probably, there probably will be another vacation request in the future, and I think it might help if we actually had an application form, a filing fee,
an ordinance,
and then if you wish, and this is something for the council to consider, to actually have some standards, some policies that you would. Right now, you know, you reflect on state law, you reflect on perhaps what other cities have done, but that's not dispositive insofar as this is what this city council wants to consider. Not that other city councils could and should look at those policies in the future and revise them as necessary, but right now, we just look to state law.
Okay. Anybody else? No, we're just
done
throwing.
Now, I did see, I got in a little early this morning, and I was out last week catching up on emails, and besides the 15,000 emails it seems like I have in there, I tried to go through them, and it appears that we did send the staff report and everything to Kurt Vinish at the tribe, mm-hmm. And offered him the opportunity to provide any materials for Monday night that they might want to include in the packets. And I saw in there that there was a timeline, the packets go out at a certain time and we would need the materials mm-hmm. before then if we actually wanted to include it in the packets for council consideration. I don't think we've heard back.
We haven't.
Okay.
And you know, which is possibly a reason why this committee meeting might be relatively short, because it's not a hearing. The staff report is in front of us. The lamination and whomever else wishes to comment would be able to submit comments prior to the hearing or speak at the hearing. And until then, you know, as is typical, we really don't want to have a bunch of discussion and certainly no opinions at this committee meeting without the lamination or others having the opportunity to speak and perhaps rebut, you know.
What's the time frame for their response?
They can submit written comments through this Friday. That way we know that it can get into the packet. Should there be written comments that are received over the weekend, I think that we would try to package them together and get them to you as an addendum via email. And then certainly anything that comes in between that last batch, if there is a batch, and the hearing, we would submit to you there. Anyone that wants to come and make verbal comment as well as written would be at the hearing itself.
And this applies to comments not only from the nation, but any comments we receive from anyone. We'll try to either get it in the packet by Friday, or if not, get it out to everyone hopefully in time for review before Monday night.
So the public comment period will stay open then until the end of the hearing or until council closes the record, correct?
Right, exactly.
Good. And at this point, I don't think staff or the city attorney would anticipate providing more information unless there were comments received that we felt that it was important to qualify or have a city response. So I think that the packet that you have is staff's recommendation and the city attorney's analysis as well. And
if you have any questions about the packet or the content, we can certainly try to maybe clarify anything that wasn't clear.
We recognize that lack of response doesn't necessarily mean agreement. It means that there's a hearing coming on Monday.
Right.
I do think there have been some comments received that contain some information that we should talk about. So if council has questions either before or during the hearing, you and I will be able to answer them.
Okay.
Yeah. Anything else?
Move to place.
Well, we can put it on the agenda. I would like to tackle one issue, at least just so everyone in the room can be aware of it now. It's Monday night, the issue of the potential for Councilmember Taylor to recuse herself. And today we're not voting, today we're not expressing opinions, and so I thought it would be appropriate to actually talk, at least bring up the subject, and to maybe gauge the council's wishes, and for that matter, Teresa's thoughts on the issue.
Dan and I, we had a conversation, and she said she would actually speak on the reason why I should be recusing myself if it was necessary as part of the record.
Sure.
And,
and Greg, do you prefer that to be a committee or
that's up to really
because we haven't really talked
is
about
an either either tomato tomato
okay
yeah now later it doesn't matter. I just didn't want to roll into Monday night with that issue just kind of hanging out there. I wanted to be sure that if there were any questions or comments or concerns about the issue either generically the issue of conflict of interest or specifically in this context, that we had a chance to throw it out on the table.
Can you explain why you think it's a conflict of interest so everybody else in the room knows?
Sure. My opinion is that it's a very clear conflict of interest, most notably because the petition is coming from the Lummi Nation, for which you are a member, and is actually from the Lummi Indian Business Council and the Economic Development Arm that will be developing the property for which you are an employee. And so I think for those both of those reasons, it would be, I think, appropriate to recuse yourself. Not unlike situations, in fact, this is even more directly. I know in the past, Mel Hansen recused himself when we talked about anything about Church Road. And a lot of times it's that appearance of fairness. It's the idea that there is vested interest that outweigh the need for active participation. At some point, and this will probably come up in other contexts as well, council members need to hold the public trust rather high. And in situations in the past, Mel, for example, and some others, they felt that the public trust was so vital that they believed in the ability of the remaining members to carry out the best interests of their constituents, and their voice would not be such that without it a bad decision would be made, that the council has the ability and has the information to make a reasoned, logical, wise choice for the citizens of Ferndale without anyone suggesting that there was undue influence put on the other council members, or their decision was influenced by the personal potential conflict for one or more council members. I guess that's
to add to that, I guess, without mentioning my name, I'm one of them that recuses myself because I have a son that works for out there, and Carol has a daughter. Is she still there?
Nope.
No? Okay. Well, Carol's free now, so my son's still employed there, so I usually recuse myself for that kind of stuff.
And in a lot of ways, that's a much more indirect relationship as far as if Keith actually worked for them rather than his son, it would be a stronger case as is the case with Teresa. I think I may have said this before, you know, we're going to be dealing with so many issues in the coming years. I'm hopeful that this issue is kind of a one-off where other than this issue down at Slater, Councilmember Taylor will be able to take full part and let her feelings be known on all issues relating to the operation of the city. That's why you were elected. It's just that not only with you, but with, in this case, Keith or some other members, there are particularized instances where more harm is brought to the body by the participation than is lost by the recusal.
And just to build on that, I'll just say for the record that Councilmember Taylor and I did meet and discussed the appearance of fairness doctrine under the statutes and the requirements. We discussed the council policy handbook and the council rules. And I did advise the recusal on the basis of those requirements. And I do want to clarify also that this is a quasi-judicial decision which will affect one party, which is a big, that is kind of the overriding concern with the appearance of fairness doctrine. It's not legislative. It doesn't affect everyone in the city. It only affects the city and the tribe. And so because of your employment with the tribe, that's my overriding concern, is your employment more than anything, and that the decision has the potential to affect the tribe who employs you. So I want to emphasize this greatly. This isn't in no way intended to question your integrity at all. I think with the conflicts of interest and appearance of fairness issues, it is never about questioning council members' integrity. It's to protect you as much as it is to protect the city and the tribe. So no one can question the decision.
Brent, you had something?
I just had a side note that I will not be at the Monday night meeting. I have unexpected business I have to take care of up in Juneau. So I'll be up there Monday night. So.
Should this be pushed to?
What's that?
Should this be pushed to another date if he's?
The public hearing's already been scheduled and noticed and everything, so.
Wondering with recusals and people absent.
Yeah, that's going to be
four people.
And I guess so. Brett, you won't be here.
I have a 5 o'clock PM meeting up in Juneau.
So yeah. Assuming that then let's just kind of go down in a assuming that Teresa does recuse herself, then we're down to five. And the issue then I now sense. As you mentioned, Carol's son does not work any longer, so that with the tribe, so that even that indirect one, and the issue is with Keith whether
that leaves four.
That would leave four.
And Kathy will be back.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, we could postpone it. There's no reason why we could re-notice it and then set the agenda for a different time, because recusals are neither for or against, they're just non-existent.
Right.
And so if we had four voting members there, mm-hmm. is that right?
Four? Yes.
Yeah, four. How would that work as far as a necessary, how does that affect quorum?
There would need to be four votes.
Yeah.
Either way. Because it needs to be the majority of the whole.
So 3-1, 2-1 wouldn't work?
Correct.
Okay. Might it?
I'm sorry, what?
If it's a tie vote, then the mayor would vote, right?
No.
It has to do with money. He can't vote anything with money.
The majority plus.
Plus it wouldn't
majority.
Be.
Yeah. Is it super majority or?
Could you hold the public hearing and put the decision off?
We certainly could.
Another meeting. Oh, we certainly could. That probably makes sense.
Okay.
And council can have discussion.
Right.
And table. And that actually, if for any reason they wanted to leave the record open anyway, mm-hmm. more comments coming in, it might be a good idea to give some more time.
Okay.
Because if you want to reschedule it, you have to do the 20-day notice again. So you'll be getting into July.
Well, and is there a possibility, and I know all the council members aren't here, but is there a possibility that this is a topic that you would also like to talk about, perhaps even Monday night, in executive session? And then the question becomes, would you want to also postpone potentially that discussion because Brent won't actually be here for that?
You're still looking at four in executive session.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, let's let us confer with Dannon today, and we'll kind of get back to you. Any thoughts, though, as far as the timing of this from any of the council members?
Is there some sort of deadline?
No, and that's it. I mean, there's really nothing, I think, so time-sensitive with this that it couldn't be pushed back.
We do have the ability to Skype.
My thing starts at 5 o'clock, so...
Will it be over at 6?
I don't know. I thought about that, you know, using the phone-in or whatever capability. I want to try Skype from Alaska. I don't know how good the internet is.
I would think
5 o'clock means 6 o'clock here.
That's just my thinking on it.
Yeah, it's a different hour.
Just because one council member's not there, like postpone things. Because we've had other things come forward when other council members have been gone. So.
Sure. Well, let us talk with Dan and maybe even do some research on this topic. And we'll have the public hearing Monday night. But whether we actually postpone, in some ways it will be your decision whether you want to postpone or whether you want to vote that night.
At the discretion of the council.
Exactly. This is your decision.
Yeah.
So, okay, good. So we'll move it to Monday night, and then as far as any action, we'll see how that plays out.
Okay.
All right.
Anybody else? Motion to adjourn. Favor.
Aye.